Okay. Well, first, I would like to talk about how I did learn the lead work and what I have been doing it, because I not only have been doing it here in the United States, but I have been doing it in Mexico and in Panama. So wherever I go, I take, let's say, my tools. They're part of me, let's say that way. And in these countries that I have been, I also have picked up some things. I have been learning more and more how to work my leather, and what the people from these countries do when they work leather, you know. So I always get, let's say, I get relations or friends that do this type of things. But actually, I did start back in my country. We can talk about something like 20 years, or, you know, ago. So I did this type of work 12 years ago for like kind of a way of living, because some type of a woman that is very active and very independent, let's say that way. So I left home when I was, I didn't run away, let's say that way, but I got separate from my mom and dad when I was around 18. You know, I decided to start something by my own. So during that period, you know, I started doing this type of leather work more like business, let's call it. I already knew, so I started saying, well, what can be some ways that I can earn some money? And actually I was studying at the same time, so I was thinking to do something that would not keep me tied, like a regular job in an office or whatever, because, you know, I was thinking to make my own schedule so I can go to school and at the same time I can earn some money. So I decided to go more into the leather work, you know, and I did join a couple, a girl and a guy, that they were doing this. And so we started doing business, and we did things by, let's say, by order. Some shops and small stores did order us, you know. Let's say we did work between belts, hats, purses, shoes. And once in a while, some people did order us some, they bring us the furnitures, wood furnitures, you know, those type of furniture that are plain wood, and then we did burn in them, and then we put some color, and then put I don't know how you say in English, industrial lac, something like varnish, but it's very, very shiny, you know. So we did a few things by special order, and most of our work was like in series of 12 purses or two dozens by dozens of things, you know, shirts, belts, hats, shoes. We came up one time having some other people working for us, you know, and we did have people making only the designs, another only painting, another only treating the leather and so forth. But anyway, then I did move back to Mexico, so this couple did remain in my country, and I just bring along with me my tools, and then I start doing the same thing in Mexico, but not as business. I just did like for special orders, like I'm doing it right now, very small production, let's call it. I mean, I didn't do it pretty big things, you know. And I did learn in Mexico some way of treating the letter. For example, first they start working in the letter, putting some garlic. I have to be not dry garlic, have to be a fresh garlic, just peel it and rub it, you know. And then draw in the letter, and then burn it. Sometimes you can put color in the letter, but depends of the people's choice. Let's say you can use markers that are waterproof, or you can use oil paints. And actually the process, let's call it, that I do is first I treat my letter with garlic, then I draw, then I burn. And then if I need to put some colors, whatever the people wants, if shiny colors can be oils, or if, you know, let's call it pastels colors, it can be markers. And then, you always treat a letter, you put some varnish on it, and it's all finished. So, actually, what I do is I don't like to pick designs from what everybody do, you know, same typical drawings and styles. What I do is I pick from magazines, from books or whatever. If I like something, I just put it in the letter, you know. Can be from little things, like small cards. It can be big things like the actual stuff, the same size of let's say, for example, if I like a style of a house, I can sit down and draw it and then burn it in the leather. So I never know what I'm gonna do, what I'm gonna draw, you know. Just whatever I like is what I draw. And for me, it's kind of a relaxing. I do this more like relaxing things. I do enjoy doing it, you know. And I love what I do. I think sometimes probably for somebody else doesn't look too nice or very nice, very finished. But I guess that's my pleasure of designing what I'm gonna do, what I'm gonna draw, and if it looks nice to my eyes, probably it will look nice to somebody else. So it's a matter of, let's call it, taste or choices, whatever you can call it. And sometimes what I do is not only work with wood and leather, but I also sometimes combine crochet with my leather. So instead of using just regular leather to join or plastic string to join, let's say two pieces of leather, sometimes I use crochet and combine those two things with.
When was your first contact with leather work, and when was your first contact with crocheting?
Well, with crochet, when I was in sixth grade, you know, my elementary teacher, my teacher at elementary school back in my country, they taught me, was part of the, let's say, of the program of the sixth graders. And with the leather, was around when I was, let's call it, 12 years old. And I became interested in doing this because I did have an uncle who was an artist, who was a painter. And I always sit beside him, you know, because by that time when he was, well, he's already dead. That time he was painting. I wasn't in school yet, so I did spend most of the time by his side watching what he was doing. So I would sit down and ask him to draw me something or to draw myself. So, but he never had chance to do it, so I started becoming more interested on drawing, you know, and drawing not having patterns to do it. I just draw whatever I can, well, at that time I was available to do it, you know. I hate to copy. That's one of the main things of myself. I don't like to copy. Say taking from one paper and how can I explain to you? Just using what somebody else draw, you know, and just copying exactly the same size and the same colors. I don't like to do that. Of course, I can take what somebody else draw in a magazine or in a book. But I don't always put the colors, and it is in the same size of the scenes, you know. So I don't know if I'm clear enough when I say I don't like to copy. I mean somebody else's styles. I like to have my own. So anyway, going back when I did start to do this, so I started around that age. So I have been doing it this. You know, actually, in the beginning, I didn't need to do it as a living because I was in that time living with my parents. But then, after I left home and start traveling, I did, you know, sometimes need to go and do it as a living, you know, and because let's say I'm very dependent. How I say in. How can I explain to you? Independent, that's the word you said?
Independent,
yeah, uh-huh. So, maybe my sisters or my brother, they was very attached to my mom and things like that, but I always was traveling and doing things, you know, that I would like to do. So this is part of myself, let's say. Actually, I'm not planning to teach my son to do it because it needs to become in you. Like, for example, my mom, what she likes to do is things with flowers, and my sister does it too, you know. But I'm not much into it that I like more to work with this. So I guess I will do it until whenever I have the ability with my hands, you know. If sometimes, you know, you may have something that come up to you and not being able to do it, but as long as I have my hands in good shape, at least let's face it that way, I will do it. If I don't do it to sell it, I will do it to put it in my house, you know, because I always like to create things. That's the main thing.
What kinds of things do you create for your home?
Well, for example, well, right now, let's say in my husband's house, let's say it's not actually nothing. But for example, back in Mexico where I was living, I did make a mirror for myself. You know, I mean, I did buy the piece of wood and buy a regular mirror, those types that you stick them. And then I draw around in the edges and put in, you know, in a place that can be looks nice. So I use it for myself, and I did some burning in one of my tables. And the last thing that I did was Oh, of course, yeah. Now I remember I have something back in home right now. Is that my husband's birthday was in August 28th, so I was thinking what I can do for him. Because I don't like to give, just go and buy a present. I like to create things. So anyway, I start thinking what I can do for him, you know. So I did went to buy from a friend of mine, you know, an old desk. So I did burn in every drawer of his desk some, some headlines or so, I don't know how to say it, some words for him in every drawer. So he got it in the room. So every time that he work in his desk, you know, he can remember me. And instead of giving him a regular birthday card, I did burn one. I did make a leather one for him.
When you burn, what kind of tool do you use?
A regular burner. Well, here in the United States, I have not been able to find what I have been using before. The type of burner that I have been using back in my country, and also I did find it in Mexico, is a small box that you can regulate the temperature of the point, and also you can switch from different points for the burner. But in here I have not been able to find those types, only these regular ones that looks like gun, you know. And so it's kind of hard for me because this point is not, let's call it, too sharp. And sometimes I need to draw some very thin lines, and it's very hard for me to do it. And like, for example, these burners, I have found out that they don't last me too much, you know. This is the second one in 3 months. So, and also this type get too hard for me. So I'm trying to look, you know, to find it. So the mainly tools that I use is kind of scissors to open holes, and a knife, the burner, and a little tool that you use to cut the edges. That's it. And pens and pencil paints. Things like that.
Do you find yourself with any problems between the styles, the El Salvadorian style that you were talking about, which is that very, it's a color. Maybe you can actually just describe the differences between the styles, the El Salvadorian design.
Well,
style.
The Salvadorian styles are more colorful, mm-hmm. you know, kind of a tropical designs, you know, then in Mexico are more Hispanic designs. They use more. Sometimes they use more that than, of course they use color, but in my country, let's call it, the main thing that they use are colors, in very colorful things, you know. Like you can find the same designs in towels, and you can find the same designs in robes, you can find same styles in anything that you can find in a house, you know. So, and it also the same drawing, same style of drawing. So it's, let's call it, it's kind of Salvadorian trademark, let's say, that drawing. You can find anything that you wish, towels, napkins, whatever, you know. So, like, let's say sometimes also whatever I can draw or I can burn, I do it. I'm always looking for places to draw. You know, sometimes if I run out of leather, I start looking for pieces of wood, you know, and burn whatever come up to my mind. So probably you would like to go ahead and see the, how you say, the card that I made for my husband. And the, no, it's not a fancy desk, but I made it and make, I'm proud of myself for doing things like that, because I place myself into another person's shoes and I say, well, I think somebody will appreciate more a present knowing that he's the only one who got it than buying a shirt or something at the store. So I always do, let's say, most of the presents that I give away to people, I try to do it myself. You know, and I can sometimes, when I would like to show my appreciation to somebody, go and look for the stuff that I got from my leather work and give them. So they know they. I don't make things twice. The same thing twice. You know. So let's say they're. How I can explain to you? For example, you're seeing that Don Quixote is a Hispanic, very famous book. You know, I will just do it once. I don't do it twice for somebody else. You know, like if somebody wants me to buy something or order me something, they can be sure that I don't make it twice, because I don't make. I just don't like to make it, you know, so can be unique once, let's call it that way. So like I was telling before, probably for somebody else's eyes, that they may not look nice, but for me they do, and it's my masterpiece. That's the way that I look at it. I don't know what else. Okay. So, well, talking about the desk and a card that I did draw for my husband in his birthday, past August, I was willing to give him a, let's say, an original gift. And I said, well, he need a small desk, and I hate to use his own money, the money that he gave me, for a present for himself. So the only amount that I was able to spend was no more than $20. So I start going to the stores and finding how much a desk can cost. So anyway, I did find out that I was not, let's say, eligible to buy one. So I did call my friend, and she said, I can let you have mine for $10. So anyway, I went go ahead and tell her, well, okay, bring it over. So my husband didn't, at that time, night before of his birthday, he was in home, so I didn't want that he find out that I was getting that desk for him. So anyway, her husband did bring the desk, and we put it back in the shed. And while he was sleeping, I did work for a couple of hours, you know, during night time, putting a new cover with some material that my mom did bring from my country. And I make, let's say, I did put the new top, and I start drawing, you know, some... how you say, engraving or burning in the drawers some lines for my husband. And I like, for example, the praise, the living word on the lips of believers, and some lines that I did find out in a book that I knew that he would like to have it there. And then I start thinking, well, if I did burn this word in his drawers for him to remember every day that he used his desk. And I better, instead of giving him a regular car, I will make one. So I did went go ahead and make one out of leather. So I did start thinking what to put on, and I did burn it. So I did stick it on top of his desk and get a big bow. And then by myself in the middle of the night, I did, let's say, pull or whatever you can call it, bring from this shed to our living room that desk by myself. So when he wake up in the morning, he can see it, you know. So that's the story of his desk. Okay, what I did burn in his drawers is prayer is the living word on the lips of believers. Power for abundant living is our lifestyle. And there is so much in life many will never understand, but through all the faithful will see the Master's hand. The word of God is the will of God. Stand approved before God, and the word over the world is written. And what I did wrote in his birthday card was to my husband with all my love, and the year, and my name, Elvita Crosby.